Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you've joined us today. And we're going to have a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon here for you on this podcast today. We'll be back in Acts this Sunday in the fourth chapter, and we'll see another first in the life of the church. As we might have expected in a book like Acts, we're seeing a lot of firsts, and we've seen a lot of firsts already in these opening chapters. We saw the first day of the church, the day of Pentecost. We looked in that second chapter of Acts at the first sermon in the church era, preached by Peter on the day of Pentecost. We saw the first converts to the church, who were baptized with the Spirit and who were incorporated into the Lord's church, 120 at first, and then after Peter preached, another 3,000 souls were added to the church. We saw those first days of church history, and we saw what characterized the church during those days and how they were a very faithful and a very consistent people. There was a like-mindedness that they had, a oneness. The Bible puts it in these terms. They were all in one accord. They had a sweet fellowship among them. They loved to be in fellowship with one another as they were in fellowship with Christ. They had an exuberant joy that was a part of their lives. And it just overflowed and was very evident to everyone around them. They had a single-heartedness. They had sort of what we might call a wholeheartedness that directed everything that they did. And they just offered continual praise to God. It was a very, very simple time and a very precious time as they began walking with the Lord as a New Testament church together. And the scripture tells us the Lord was saving people and adding them to the church daily. When we came to chapter 3, we saw the first miracle recorded in the days of the church, the healing of a man who was over 40 years old and he had been lame his entire life. There in front of the gate Beautiful, he was carried daily and placed there by his friends or his relatives, and he would beg for alms. And on that day he encountered Peter and John, and the Lord used them to heal him, to bring healing to his life. He asked them for alms, and they said, "We don't have anything to give you as far as money is concerned, but we do have something that we can give you." And they commanded him, Peter spoke to him and said, "Arise and walk." And he did. And when that happened there on Solomon's porch that surrounds the temple, people, the word began to get out that this man who had been lame his entire life had been healed, and people began to run to that area. And as they gathered around, Peter used that occasion to preach another great sermon. And we'll find out here in chapter 4 that after that sermon, many people believed, and the total number of men, just the men, the males that were in the church at that time, came to be 5,000 men. And so we can just surmise from that there were probably at least 10,000 believers in the church here just in the opening weeks of the church. God was at work in great ways. Now let me ask you a question. Do you think Satan would allow something like that to continue unopposed? Well, of course not. So what does he do? He stirs up his children. The Bible says that God has his children, but Satan has his children. There are some people who are children of the devil. And so Satan stirs them up. And in chapter 4, we're going to see the first persecution in the church. Peter and John are arrested and they're thrown in jail overnight. And the next day they were brought before the high priest and the Sanhedrin, just like Jesus had been. And so the question became, how would they respond in that situation? What would they say? Well, we're going to find out as we look at the first 12 verses here in the fourth chapter of Acts, and we'll be looking at those verses tomorrow morning. And I've given the message this title, Prepared for Persecution. Prepared for Persecution. I believe it's a very timely subject for believers to consider during these days. Persecution. Are we prepared for the coming days of persecution? So I hope you'll be there tomorrow as we look together at this text of Scripture. And if you've never been to Grace Baptist Church, I want to tell you that we're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive, just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us anytime. Well, thank you for listening today. We try to have this podcast available every Saturday morning by 10 a.m. And we hope you'll listen to it. I want to ask the members to share the link to this podcast with some people you know. Maybe send it, forward it to some of your contacts, and invite them to come be with us tomorrow. So I hope to see you in church tomorrow morning. And until then, let's pray for the service. And let's invite others. And tomorrow, when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word. Shower on.